Welcome to Stateside.
I'm Cynthia Canty. All across the country, students and some teachers stood up at 10 a.m., walked out of their classrooms, and spent the next 17 minutes honoring the 17 people killed in the Parkland, Florida high school shooting. Many schools in Michigan took part in this national school walkout, demanding action from lawmakers on school safety and guns. The Washtenaw Youth Initiative held a big rally at Riverside Park in Ypsilanti.
End gun violence!
No more silence!
End gun violence!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
With us now are Ann Arbor Pioneer High School students, both seniors, Emma Roth and Marquan Kane. Both are members of the Washtenaw Youth Initiative. Emma Roth, welcome to Stateside. Glad to have you with us.
Hi, thank you. It's great to be here.
Emma, how much student participation did you get for the walkout and also for the Riverside Park rally?
The walkout turnout in general was actually phenomenal. We had basically the entire student population of many schools walk out. In terms of the rally, I want to say we had about between 500 and 700 kids here. It's been phenomenal.
So why did you choose to get behind this and help organize this rally?
It's something that needs to happen. I mean, I think we as a society have been complacent for far too long on far too many issues. And with the recent Parkland shooting, I think the students in Parkland really galvanized the nation. And it's so important that we all stand up and speak for what we believe in. And things need to change. We need to take a stand. We, as many people today said, we are youth voices, and we need to make our voices heard.
Emma, how would you rate the response by national and state lawmakers to the Florida high school shooting and the ones that preceded it?
Well, given that the laws in general have not really changed, I would say that it's not great. A lot of it has been thoughts and prayers, and frankly, we can't accept that. That's not an acceptable answer. Thoughts and prayers don't really do anything. It's laws that do things. And that's what we're pushing for. We had students here register to vote today. We are here to put pressure on our lawmakers because they need to help us change things. We need our laws to change. So I think, really, their response has been thoughts and prayers, and that's not enough.
And when you talk about we want changes in laws, Emma, what are the changes that you want to see at the state and the national level for school safety and for gun control?
No guns in schools, period. Teachers absolutely should not be armed. The Washtenaw Youth Initiative also stands for police in schools to not be armed. We also believe that they should have implicit bias training. No one under the age of 21 should be allowed to purchase a firearm. We also think we should ban assault-style weapons because you don't... Assault-style weapons literally are weapons to kill someone else, a person. They're not for hunting. You don't need something like that to hunt. There are other guns that you can use. So that's our like state and national platform. On a specific Washtenaw County level, we are looking for gun buyback programs in our schools. We are looking, and in part for police demilitarization and implicit bias training required by for the police.
You know, there have been, sad to say, many school shootings in this country, but the level of student activism and resistance after Parkland is something very different. Why do you think that is, Emma?
I think it's because at this point we know the survivors' names. I think often we talk about the victims' names, but these teenagers, they really stood up and they made themselves known, they made themselves heard, and they have really started something incredible. I think it comes down to the students who made their voices heard.
And so as we see this resistance building and seeing, you know, what happened today with walkout mm-hmm. and the rally, what do you think this may mean among 18-year-olds who can vote this November? What message will you and other 18-year-olds be sending at the ballot box?
We will not support any politician who allows this violence to continue in our schools, in our streets, in our communities. We will not support it. We will vote them out. We are here to do that, and that is what we will do.
Students like you all across the country, I've been looking at pictures and videos, are holding up signs saying enough is enough.
Yes.
What do you hope that means going forward? What kind of change do you believe you will affect in our country, Emma?
Many student speakers touched on this today, that we want the Parkland shooting, and although actually it's been proven that it hasn't, we want it to be the last school shooting. We don't want any more school shootings. We don't believe that students should be shot. It's disgusting, frankly. Enough is enough in terms of school shootings, in terms of children being shot in general. We want that to change. We want our laws to change to protect us.
So, Marquand, why did you choose to walk out and be a part of today's rally?
Yeah, as I noted today, it's a 2-year death anniversary of a dear family friend of ours. His name was Kyan. He was just walking down the street, and you know, he got hit by a stray bullet, and he was killed on sight. Really, I'm here to talk about our community and how we need healing and unity within it. You know, I'm at school, and every single day I'm getting a text from someone to say, you know, watch your back, man, because all these schools are being put on lockdown from all these school shooting and bomb threats, you know? It's sickening. You know, I can't even enjoy an education, and my friends can't, and neither can my little brother and sister, and I'm worried about it. I'm very worried. I'm glad everyone showed up today, but this should have been, we should have mobilized way before this.
Marquand, how would you rate the response by national and state lawmakers to the Florida high school shooting and all the ones that preceded it?
Yeah, I believe that some politicians have definitely given students a platform and a voice. They've definitely been helpful in our efforts to be able to have our voice heard here. And so I can say we've been welcomed generally by our community. We have received support. But what I'm hearing around the country is that not many students are. Several of these students are being criticized, and we're being told that we're too young and that we don't know what we're talking about. And that's completely ridiculous. I think that our politicians have been way too slow to act and that they haven't even done enough. You know, giving us a platform is not enough, and this is a symptom of a much larger issue. It's what happens when our politicians are bought off by the NRA, by Big Pharma, and by Big Oil. You know, they're very slow to react, and I'm not impressed with their responses whatsoever.
Marquand, when you think about this day, about the rally that you were just a part of at Riverside Park, and just the whole movement of the National School Walkout today, what was the most important moment for you today?
The most important moment for me today, it actually happened before the rally even. I was about to walk out the door, and I stopped and paused, and I looked at my little sister, and I gave her a hug. And I had a conversation with her. You know, it was a very short conversation, but I talked to her, and, you know, I asked her if she felt safe at school. I asked her what did she think about what was happening. But that was probably the most important thing, because while this issue is impacting me, it's going to be even worse for my younger sister. You know, I'm a senior year. I'm in my senior year. I'm going to be out of high school soon. I'm not going to have to worry about my school being targeted necessarily, but she is. That was the most important thing, but definitely seeing our community getting out here today and mobilizing and caring about the issue and sticking through it all, even when it was cold in this weather, that was also very dear to me too. You know, I'm very impressed with our group.
Marquand, it's very sad to say there have been many other school shootings in this country, but after Parkland, this level of student activism and a sense of resistance, it's much different. Why do you think that is?
I mean, there's just been so many shootings and there's been so many threats. I think that this one in particular, you know, it's just with the high number of students who had died in the scenario, with the Parkland victims having courage to come out and speak out about the issue. You know, they set the precedent for us, and they were the standard, and they were the ones who were leading this charge, and we owe it to them. I think that their response definitely showed our other youth in this country the power that we can have if we mobilize and try to have our voice heard. You know, they are fearless. I believe that we owe it a lot to the Parkland victims.
I know students like you all across the country were rallying and holding up signs saying enough is enough. What do you hope that will mean going forward?
Enough is enough. I hope that means that we don't just gather here today because this was a symbolic day to walk out. I hope it wasn't a facade. I hope we care more about this issue than on any random day. By enough is enough, I mean, I hope we stand up and we mobilize and we take it upon ourselves, the initiative to keep moving forward with the progress that we need to have, that we need to make in our community. And as I said today, this wasn't just about gun violence. And there's it's no surprise our politicians are slow to act. You know, this is a symptom of a much larger problem here in America. America is sick. Our country is sick morally. We have elected leaders without morals and without ethics, and we're seeing the ramifications of that today. You know, there are millions of people in this country without access to health care. You know, we spend more on a military budget than we do on school. We spend more on incarceration than we do on school. There are all sorts of problems happening in this country. And I think that with this issue being highlighted today, and with the students talking about how our politicians were brought up by the NRA, hopefully we'll also start to talk about Big Pharma and their role in the opioid epidemic in this country, and also with climate change, you know, with the big oil companies lobbying our politicians. That's what I hope that means by enough is enough. It's not just gun violence plaguing our country, but it is several, and I hope we care enough to realize that.
Marquand, I do have to ask you, what about the Second Amendment? You know there are many Americans who feel very, very strongly that that is an important part of our constitutional freedom, and it must be preserved. What do you say to that?
Well, I believe that citizens in general should have a right to bear arms, and I believe that we should have, you know, and I don't believe that all firearms should just be banned. That's not what I believe in. But I don't like the fact that our citizens have access to military-grade weapons, and more than that, I don't like that a government does either. And I believe that if we're going to tell citizens that they should disarm themselves too, then I believe we need to take a look at our police forces and say the same thing, because the government should only be equally as armed as its citizenry. Otherwise, that corruption happens. And quite frankly, under the Trump administration, I don't trust the government enough not to protect myself and bear arms. It's a very difficult issue, but hopefully through it all, we'll come to some sort of reality and understanding that lives are more valuable than these guns. And if we cannot live to enjoy these rights, then they don't even matter at all. If we can't live to enjoy them, if my little brother and sister, you know, can't get an education, then they don't matter at all.
Marquand Kane and Emma Roth are seniors at Pioneer High School in Ann Arbor. They were part of today's National School Walkout on the one-month anniversary of the Florida high school shooting, and they organized a rally for all Washtenaw County high schools.